Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Atlas Annuity Podcast. The past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the biggest mistakes that people make in their retirements. This week, we're going to address not taking seriously or not even knowing about the sequence of returns risk. So what is the sequence of returns risk? Well, it doesn't matter as much what your average return is in your portfolio as it matters the order or the sequence in which you receive those returns. The reason that is significant is because there's something known as the fragile decade, which is the 5 years before you retire and the 5 years after you retire. And if you sustain significant losses in this time period, it greatly increases your chances of running out of money. Now, nobody likes to lose money due to a market downturn, but when you're working and you still have your income from your job or your business, it's not that big of a deal because you still have your income to sustain your lifestyle. However, once you walk away from your job or your business, it becomes a huge deal. Because if you are pulling money out of a portfolio that is also losing to a downturn in the market, basically what you're doing is you're stealing the seed that is always planted the next harvest during your working years. So let's take a look at the most recent examples of a negative sequence of return scenario. This is going back to the year 2000. And if you remember, we had all the dot-coms, they called them the dot-bombs, all the website stocks that crashed. Then we had 9/11. Then we had the Iraq War. And then we had the financial crisis of 2008. So here we have a portfolio that we will call Jane's portfolio. She has a starting balance of $500,000, and she starts to withdraw $20,000, which is going back to that 4% rule, and then she takes a 2.5% increase every year for inflation. Now, this was the most terrible time for someone to retire in recent history, because as you can see, she would have ran out of money by the age of 84. Now, one important thing I want to point out about this illustration here is her average return, which was almost 8%. So you have to ask yourself, if she averaged 8% in her portfolio and she was only withdrawing 4%, how did she run out of money? The reason is because there is a huge difference between average returns and actual returns. And if you haven't listened to episode 19, I want to highly encourage you to go back because it's a very important episode for you to understand the difference between average and actual returns and really get your head wrapped around that concept. And again, it doesn't matter as much what the returns are as much as it matters the order or the sequence in which you receive those returns. Because here's another example, and we'll call this Jim's portfolio. Jim is the same age, he has the same amount of money, and he withdrew the exact same amount of money. The only difference is he had a positive sequence of returns, meaning all we did was reverse the order of returns, exact same returns, we just flipped them upside down and took them backwards, and you can see it had a dramatic difference in the overall outcome down the road. And again, let me point out Jim's average return is the exact same as Jane's, almost 8%. But because the sequence is different and he had losses later in his retirement, he actually has more money than when he started. So two things to really take into consideration. Number one, this is why average returns do not matter. Actual returns matter, and no one can predict what the actual returns will be in your retirement. And number two, this is why you cannot have all of your money in stocks. So what do most advisors do? Because they know this is the reality. So what they do is they just kind of spread the money all around to help stabilize the portfolio and to avoid that sequence of returns. And what happens is they normally split the money 60% stocks, 40% bonds of what's known as a 60-40 portfolio. Well, here are the actual returns of a 60-40 portfolio going back to the year 2000. And in this scenario, the money lasted until age 93. So this is better. But what happens if this person lives to age 96 or longer? Or what happens if they had to take a lump sum of money out at some point during this process? We didn't really solve the problem. Okay, so what's the solution? What if we funded an income annuity for both Jane and her husband, so joint lifetime, and at the time of this recording, it would take about $285,000 to produce that $20,000 per year. Then we took the remaining $215,000 of the portfolio and put it in some low-cost index funds to help offset the inflation over time. So in this scenario, they would have over $100,000 at the age of 100. And again, I'm using some of the worst returns in this century. So again, it could be the flip, and we could have a positive sequence of returns, which in the end would make this scenario turn out even better. So what's the point of all this? The point is not to show you that this is a better plan, because that's obvious. The point is really meant to show you that your retirement doesn't have to be an all or nothing deal. It has to be a strategy of using different financial products to get you the most assured and beneficial outcome in the long run. So when you have a stock guy telling you that annuities are stupid, that's a red flag, because obviously they don't know what they're talking about. And I can't be a hypocrite, because if there's an annuity guy telling you that stocks are stupid and you should never have them, that's a red flag and he doesn't know what he's talking about. So there is a place for both working in conjunction to give you a level of safety and opportunity to get the most effective outcome. Now, if you're interested in learning more about how annuities work, I want to suggest that you go to atlasannuity.com and watch my 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement video series. And if you like what you see in the videos, go ahead, go to the contact page and book a short phone call to get your questions answered. And as always, if you found this information helpful, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that you think can benefit from this podcast. Again, this is Marty Becker. Thank you for listening to episode 20 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, and I wish you all the best in your financial education.